You're listening to GoldRadio.fm. Available online at HowStreet.com, TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to GoldRadio.fm, podcasting in .99995. I'm Jim Goddard.
My guest is Jim Willie, founder of the Hat Trick Letter, online at golden-jackass.com. Jim, welcome back to GoldRadio.fm.
Well, it's good to be back. I got to tell you, it is a wild time. I am amazed at the sequence of events and the rapid sequence of events. We're not only seeing history made, we're seeing a tremendous acceleration of events.
The latest issue of the Hat Trick Letter is out. Can you tell us about it and how people can subscribe?
Yeah, I posted it at the end of April, and it's all good. There's a big focus on the gold market, not for all the different factors that are at work. I put that in the March report, but this time I have the breakdown elements. I'm trying to get the anatomy of the breakdown, and we had a very big breakdown on April 21st, which was a technical default, not a contractual default, on $9.2 billion and 4 million ounces of gold. It was a very big event. It was a historical event on April 21. So I focused on that, and I got a good deal of information on the building battle between President Trump and the court system. The judicial sector has taken control. I think it's Obama actions and the installation of the Politburo and Marxist elements within the U.S. government. And the judicial is like the master with the whip held by the Marxist Obama. And there are still a lot of vestiges of that. So I focused on that. And there's a good deal more. I brought in a number of different things regarding cancer and toxicity in the United States, and that applies elsewhere, like chemtrails and toxic vaccines, and you know there's so much going on that is harmful toward humanity that it's impossible to list them all. It's like humanity is being attacked on 20 fronts. Poison food, poison water, poison air, sabotage in the economy, poison in vaccines, autism. Autism is now 1 in 30 kids. That's absolutely unacceptable and criminal. And not one prosecution of Big Pharma yet. So we'll get to many of these topics, but go to the Golden Jackass, golden-jackass.com, and sign up. Make a donation, make a consult call payment. I'm here. I'm available.
First off, what happened in the Kentucky Derby, apart from a lot of mint juleps being consumed?
The favorite was journalism, and he got beaten by sovereignty in the midst of rainy conditions that produced a lot of mud. And if you can't notice the symbolism of that, then you're behind the curve. So sovereign nations, sovereign states overcame the nonsense and lies and propaganda that have been out there in journalism. You know, there's very little reporting anymore in journalism. Most of them are political hacks. On bribery. You know, when I was growing up, there was something called a cub reporter. A cub reporter went out there and actually searched for stories. And now to be a reporter, what you do is you line up, you get paid, and you're told what to say. All right, so the Kentucky Derby had a lot of symbolism where sovereignty beat journalism in the midst of mud. muddy propaganda in the press. Very interesting.
Are trade wars exposing the deep state and how widespread it is?
I don't think so. I think the trade wars are exposing unfair tariffs. The trade wars are exposing intellectual property theft. The trade wars, I believe, are designed to level the playing field. There are two really big motives, Jim, that I see. One is to remove unfair tariffs imposed on the United States that have been on the books for 20 or 30 years. But the second motive is more hidden and more, not exactly sinister, but more powerful. The trade wars are to bring down the European fascist government and to bring down the Chinese communist government. Both. Europe is Nazi. The European Union is Nazi. Anyone who doesn't see that is way behind the curve. NATO is their Nazi instrument for war and trafficking. So the trade war has a secondary motive that's never discussed. Bring down the European fascist nations like Germany, France, Netherlands. Bring them down. And I have several clients who for the last 18 months have been pounding the table. Chinese clients. They're primarily in Singapore, Australia, and Hong Kong. They have been telling me the Chinese Communist Party is very weak, very fragile, and is vulnerable now. And now we're having riots. Okay, this is, I think, a direct consequence of the trade tariffs. There are hundreds of Chinese companies that have shut down. There are hundreds of ships that have stopped at ports. They're just sitting in the port. There are tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of Chinese workers who are not working. And there's starvation, there's inaction, and they're hitting the streets, and they're mostly under 35 years old. All right, so the trade wars are to level the playing field with respect to tariffs and to bring down Nazi government in Europe and Chinese government in China.
President Trump met with Canada's new Prime Minister, Mark Carney, at the White House this week. What are your thoughts on that meeting?
Shine his head or, you know, a body part 3 feet lower. Set him up. I've made a forecast, and I'm sticking with it. I think Carney is going to be gone by the end of the year and replaced by an equally dishonorable cabal player. He's going to be fraught with controversy at a personal level. But I think there's a hidden motive. You know, most of what Trump does has a hidden motive. And I talk about some of this in the April newsletter, but this particular thought is new and was raised to me by a couple of clients who are really smart. They believe that Trump wants Alberta to break away from the union in order to raise consciousness that the Canadian nation is a British Crown corporation and it is not a sovereign nation. So by breaking away or attempting to break away Alberta with, I think it's Danielle, is there not last name Smith, I think? Okay, Premier Danielle is going to try to break away. I think she's having private discussions with Trump. Trump would love to have their resources, but Premier Danielle Smith will have a rather arduous path if she intends to break away from the union in Canada. And I think the motive is to expose the fact that Canada is actually a British Crown corporation and not a sovereign nation at all. So that, I think, is what the goal is. Bring up that whole concept of British Crown Corporation. And the entire fight might be very interesting and expose more cabal features with Carney. I stick with my forecast that I made a couple months ago, well, maybe not too long ago, because Carney has only been there in for about a month or two. I think Carney might be out by the end of the year or shortly after, replaced by a different cabal creature. Okay, so it's very interesting. I think in the end, there's going to be an application, appeal, and maneuver for a few different states, not British Columbia. China owns British Columbia. It's going to be for Saskatchewan and Alberta, resource-rich, not heavily populated. I have no idea the political structure that might come, like for the United States of North America, that would include possibly Greenland. And that whole Greenland story, it's another mysterious, hidden agenda. But, you know, I don't like to get too involved in the United States of North America. We have piece by piece here to figure out.
In the meeting with President Trump, Mark Carney said, "I've spoken to the owners of Canada over the past few months, and they've let me know that Canada isn't for sale." Carney also said, "There are greater forces at work." Who do you think he was talking about?
The British Crown. Canada is not a sovereign nation. It's a British Crown Corporation. What I think might be surprising, and you know, this is just wild speculation on my part, Trump might take over the post of King of England, the British Crown. Trump might take over the position of the Vatican Pope. Trump might take control of the city of Washington and D.C. In other words, Trump might become the president of the Empire of Three Cities. That's what I think might happen, and it's a long shot, but I don't give a damn about what Mark Carney says. So what? I mean, words out of his mouth mean nothing. He doesn't represent the people. He doesn't lead the people of Canada. He's a manager for the British Crown Corporation. Who gives a crap what he has to say? The owners of Canada, who's that? It's the British Crown. Okay, it's not for sale according to the British Crown. All right, fine. We'll see what happens with Alberta. Maybe they will break away from the British Crown and declare their independence and then start talking serious shop with Trump. It's all speculation. We're going to see what happens.
In the meeting with Carney, President Trump kept pushing Canada as the 51st state. Do you think Trump could save Canada from the globalists?
Yes, I think he can. Notice that Trump is the only president or leader who is not globalist, not Chinese communist, and not a Satanist.
How much control does the Chinese Communist Party have in the USA and Canada?
I think they control and own British Columbia. It's a grand invasion. I talked with a British Columbia citizen recently. I talked with another one a little while ago, a few weeks ago. And it is astonishing and suffocating the control that the Chinese have in the leadership of that province where you live. the Chinese Communist Party control California. They control the governor, they control the lieutenant governor, they control the water commissioner, and I believe they have maybe a good third or more of the California legislature on bribery payments. The Chinese also have a good deal of control in the U.S. Congress. They have a significant low percentage of control among the high-ranking U.S. military. And let me tell you how this all happened. around 2000, the Chinese realized a trade deal with the United States, and it was a second part to the independence of Hong Kong. And what they did was they have a huge lease of gold and silver to the Wall Street banks, and later it was reneged upon, and that enabled the Chinese Communist Party to acquire the J.P. Morgan South Manhattan office buildings. They didn't just acquire the buildings. They acquired control, I think, in a hidden manner of J.P. Morgan itself, the company. They've been using J.P. Morgan as a lackey, a coolie, in Chinese terms, to keep the price of gold down. They gave up on that. Now J.P. Morgan only has a mission of keeping the price of silver down, and they're still working that very avidly. So the Chinese have accumulated since the year 2000, and it peaked at $3 trillion around the year 2012. $3 trillion. They have gone on a shopping spree, and it's not easy to spend $2 trillion, but they did. They're down to $1 trillion. They're down to $800 or $850 billion in Treasury bond ownership. I think they bought a good portion of the U.S. military itself. I don't know exactly the mechanism, but I think they laid down money and they won a near permanent loyalty in the U.S. Congress and the U.S. military and a significant portion of U.S. industry, corporate industry, especially in the technology area. I think they basically control Facebook. Okay, so there's a lot of influence. They run California, and I think it's going to be interrupted. I think it's going to be exposed and interrupted, and you need a private consult call to hear more about that. The control by the Chinese Communist Party in the United States and Canada is extensive. They run the Ottawa Parliament. They own key players who lead the parliament. I'm not a big expert in this, but this is what my Canadian friends say, including one full-time colleague. He's from Vancouver. He left. He saw what was happening. He left. Okay, move on.
President Trump is putting tariffs on the movie industry in Canada at 100% and calling it a national security issue. What are you hearing?
I'm hearing that the U.S. movie industry generally is trying to enjoy a reconstruction and renovation and renaissance. There are three actors that are involved in a presidential, let's just call it a cooperative. It's Mel Gibson, Sylvester Stallone, and John Voight. They want to be the agents for attracting significant billions to rebuild the U.S. movie industry and move great distance away from satanic and terrorist themes. By terrorist, I mean terror movies, slasher movies, contagion movies, just all of those pretty bad themes. I never watch movies anymore, not for 15 years, any movie having to do with contagion, because it's predictive programming. And we got the virus, the fake virus, which was really radiation sickness. Oh, I got to tell you a quick one. I got about 12 Chinese clients from Hong Kong, Singapore, Vancouver, California, and Australia. They all said the same thing way back in February of 2020. No deaths outside the Wuhan city limits. It was not a virus. It was a radiation event. Okay, so Trump is trying to rebuild the movie industry, and he's trying to help it along by putting tariffs on Canada. You know, Vancouver's got a big movie industry, they call it a cottage movie industry, and I don't think it's all that tiny. But the old television series, The Highlander, that was made in Vancouver. That was 20 years ago, 30 years ago. He's trying to encourage the rebirth of the U.S. movie industry. And I got to add something, Jim, and this is really a true statement, not speculation, from boots on the ground, from about three or four Los Angeles clients who've been in touch with me, and two of them were in consult calls. Burbank and Hollywood are 70% empty, with stores boarded up, with very little car traffic, even less foot traffic. Burbank Studios and Hollywood Studios are shut down. The actors are largely gone. They're disappeared. And I've got another two different clients who've done consult calls, and they're real estate agents. They've told me that there are hundreds of actors who sold and never bought. And the only exception is John Travolta, and he bought a property in Central Florida. They're gone. I mean, I could rattle off the names. Meryl Streep, where is she? Kevin Spacey, where is he? Any movies by the original George Clooney? Hint, hint, hint.
Do you think Alberta is a concern for Canada's new Prime Minister, Mark Carney?
Yeah, I think I think the province is going to attempt to break away. Screw the West and take care of the rest. Okay, I hear a lot about Canada in the last month. Mark Carney is really the cabal agent who's not only imposing, liberal communism, he's making a fascist theme to it. He's ignoring the British Columbia and Alberta and Saskatchewan interests. He's relying on the Chinese to keep British Columbia in line. And Alberta is going to be a real headache for Carney because they control a lot of the oil sands, a lot of the oil and gas production. And I think one of the hidden motives of Trump is to cut China off that supply. And let's just let the events take place.
Fraud in every conceivable cash register and corner in the USA. Please explain.
When the United States went off the gold standard in 1971, there was the beginning of a necrosis. Now, for those who don't know the term, it means organ and tissue rot, decay, rot, ruin, and degeneration. And in the United States, there was something like $20 or $30 trillion that went missing in the military, and it is now being revealed it's for a series of underground cities, not military bunkers, but cities. I mean, with semi-luxury apartment complexes, cities, maybe 30 or 20 cities. Okay, that was enabled by fraudulent means. I learned 20 years ago that there are only about two or three charitable organizations in the United States, including the Salvation Army, that are not fraudulent. Salvation Army is honest and with integrity. United Way is not. The cancer, what do you call it? American Cancer Society or whatever, the Heart Fund, they're not. United Way has a 95-96% overhead fee. The executives run limousines and have $200 lunches. They opened the door to fraud and debt, more debt. Okay, I remember when I was a young man after college and graduate school, we're going to allow the deficit and debt to grow during the recession times, and we'll pay it down during the expansion times when the economy is growing. We didn't do that. We just allowed the debt to get bigger and bigger, and now it's a monster, and it cannot be resolved. Let me just say, in quotations, under the current framework. Okay, so fraud went wild. And when you brought in the narco presidents of Papa Bush in 1988 and Bill Clinton in 1992, narco presidents continued. With Baby Bush in 2000, narco presidents continued. With Obama in 2008, narco president continued in a fake form with a dead guy. Weekend at Bernie's, look it up, the movie. It's a wonderful movie, funny as hell. In 2020, another narco fake president, Biden. Within the narco presidency came their value system. And it was fraud, war, and reduced liberty. Let's move on.
Now the President Trump and Doge are cleaning up the U.S. government. Are there internal government battles going on?
Yes, and every important U.S. government, we call them cabinet. You call them ministries. Okay, the FBI. The Department of Justice, the Department of State, the National Security Agency, Homeland Security. They're all loaded with narco president appointments, and they're all in the process of being weeded out, and it is not easy to do. There are many in there who have been removed. There are many in there who are concealing their loyalty. They say that they're loyal to Trump, but they're not by their actions. We call them the holdovers. They're not elected officials. I'll give you an example, like the Undersecretary of State, the Assistant Attorney General. He got replaced by Bongino. Okay, there are lots of other people who are below the Undersecretary of that cabinet. There are hundreds of FBI officials now, FBI agents, and they keep their loyalty to the cabal quiet. They follow orders by Obama. They listen and receive payments from Soros and bribery, and it continues. I cover a lot of this in the newsletter, golden-jackass.com. Let's move on.
The U.S. dollar, the reserve currency, and gold, what's the latest?
It's a multi-year transition away from the dollar standard toward the gold standard and toward what I call gold-friendly digital coins, gold-friendly digital coins. You know, eventually I think XRP is going to have a gold backing. Eventually I believe XLM will have a silver backing. I think XRP is going to get the lion's share of trade payment function, and the lion's share maybe also of SWIFT function, SWIFT payments. This is, you know, when you've got 50 years of a fraudulent, baseless dollar, you cannot expect in a year or two to replace it. You've got thousands, if not tens of thousands of businesses that are dependent upon the dollar. And I don't think they've really figured out yet the transition of contracts under dollar payment stipulations. In addition to that, you've got narco money laundering that it's all dollar. You got a lot of that that was hiding and got moved into Bitcoin. And I think that's one big reason, not the major reason, but one big reason among maybe three or four, because the dollar was being weaponized against our you know, non-fascist business and nation partners. So you have to have time in order to do a transition. And this is really going to be messy. I think Bitcoin, by the way, went from 20,000 to 100,000 based on three or four factors, including money laundering, hiding in Bitcoin. They can't confiscate Bitcoin. They're not going to confiscate Bitcoin. They can play around with it and target it, but they can't, you know, smother it. They can harm it. And I think they have to some extent. They brought it down from 105 down to under 80,000. I don't know exactly where it is recently. All right, so the movement toward a gold-backed currency and gold-backed financial system is in progress, and I believe that most of the steps have been completed. Notice that Donald Trump, who loves symbolism, I mean, put aside the AI picture of him as Pope, put aside other other pictures of Donald Trump. He has been seen in public wearing a golden tie, and he talks openly about the golden era. What he's talking about is a gold foundation for a global financial system, and he's been mentioning other things that, to me, indicate that there's going to be a gold foundation and perhaps some sort of resolution of the gold, I'm sorry, resolution of the U.S. government debt by usage of gold. And I'll leave it alone at that because it's very complex, and I try to describe some of this in the newsletter.
Could a breakdown in the gold market be an arbitrage against silver?
Yes. And I try to cover this. Let me just make a couple of general points and then direct people to the newsletter again. I believe a couple things are happening a few things are happening right now in the gold market that I can summarize quickly. First of all, we have a delta, and it got as big as $161 higher gold price in Shanghai compared to New York COMEX. 161. It was around April 16th. It got down to 60 and then went back up over 100. To me, that 160 price meant that the arbitrage was at work and it was going to break the COMEX price and lead to a higher price. Break their control of price and lead to a higher price. And we got it over 3,300 and higher. Another phenomenon, they're going long gold and shorting silver. And the reasoning is they cannot afford to have the silver market break. It's a small market, but it would have an enormous magnified impact on the big banks and bullion banks in the United States, Switzerland, and London. So they're using gold to keep silver down. And the last one is a little more controversial, harder for some people to accept, but I'll try to explain it simply. The powers trying to keep silver down are actually buying silver elsewhere, not in China. I think they're buying it in perhaps Australia, but I've heard repeatedly that they're buying silver in Turkey. I think they might even be buying it in hidden channels in India, even though India is a big buyer. They're going to buy what's available in the open market at the lower price, but they're going to sell it perhaps at a higher price. So let's just keep it simple. The powers that be are buying silver in Turkey and maybe India at a higher price and selling it at a lower price in New York at a loss, because the loss is so much smaller than the impact of the breakdown in the silver market, where it would go to $50 and destroy, I believe, at least one or two Wall Street banks.
Do President Trump and Fed Chair Powell agree on monetary policy?
No, not at all. Trump wants, he claims that price inflation is down. He claims that the economy, this is really funny to say, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Trump claims that the economy is weak enough to justify a lower interest rate along with lower inflation. But Trump also says that we're having a booming economy. Now, those are two contradictory comments, but, you know, that's Trump. Powell is a former BlackRock animal, and I think he takes his orders from the cabal. I don't think he's really in tune much with Wall Street banks. I think the Wall Street banks are working a little more closely with Trump than they are with the Fed itself. The big banks want lower interest rates so they can get a rally in the bonds, because they're holding, it got as high as $850 billion, but then it went down and it's been going down steadily. The big banks are dumping their treasuries as rallies continue. But it got down to $540 billion, and that was a figure I heard maybe about a month ago. It's probably lower. So the big banks want a rally in bonds. Trump wants a rally in bonds because there are four main components to price inflation. The price of money, which is interest rates, food and fuel, which is like, you know, fuel for humans and fuel for the economy and, you know, distribution systems, the cost of insurance, and the last one is the cost of electricity, which is going up. And there's a hidden factor for electricity going up, and it's called AI, artificial intelligence, AI queries. We're having an explosion. I've known now about six different AI tools. You know, Chat GPT is one main one. Explorer is another big main one. Copilot by Microsoft is one I'll never touch. Then go to hell. There are more. There are a few more. And they consume a tremendous amount of electricity. And there's a big movement now to create more data centers, but also side-by-side electricity generating plants, so that the AI data centers, don't destroy the household sector with $300 and $400 monthly electric bills. And I had a client tell me yesterday, I got a 200 plus electric bill every month, minus $24, mine, $24.
Could we be heading for an economic depression?
No, we've been in an economic depression for 4 years. They lied through their teeth in 2011. We had about a 15% price inflation. They called it 3. That's a 12% lie. They said we were flat on the economy, which means we were actually a 12% economic depression, 12% recession, 12% depression. Inflationary depression began in 2011. It became a little less in 2012. It might have been about a minus 10 or 9%. I think now we're lying through our teeth. Last full year, we had about an 8% inflation rate. They called it 3.2, so it's about a 6% lie. They said we were at 1% growth, so it's actually a 5% economic inflationary depression. We're still in it. What's happening, Jim, is we're about to get an admission that we're in inflationary depression or just a depression and blame it on Trump. When we've been in the depression for 4 full years.
What's the difference between a recession and a depression?
I'm not exactly sure, but I'll just go on what my memory is, and I'm sure it will make some sense, but may not be exact. I think a recession is 3 consecutive months of negative growth. I believe a depression is not well defined, but I believe it's something like a minus 4 or 5% recession for consecutive months. Think of a depression as an enduring, strong recession. Remember, 4 years now we've been in this depression. We've been lying about price inflation for a long time. Back in 2011, they actually said, I think I misquoted something. Let me correct it. In 2011, I think the official word was we had about a 5 or 6% inflation when it was really 15. So they lied by 10 or 11%, maybe 9%. Okay, so if you have a 1% growth, and I don't think we had 1% growth, not during a lockdown. You don't have any growth in a lockdown. There's a lot of stupid crapola out there. It doesn't make any sense. All right, so an enduring long recession, I'm sorry, an enduring powerful recession is a depression. We've been in it for 4 years. Come on, get a grip. Wake up, people. We're in a depression. We've been in it for a long time. Wake up.
Could a severe recession likely cause the mass migration to move back to their countries?
No. A cutoff of their income source from the United Nations and Soros will cause them to go back, along with heavy-duty fines, arrests, and hunting them down like animals.
We'll have more with Jim Willie right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
You're listening to GoldRadio.fm. Available online at HowStreet.com, TalkDigitalNetwork.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Jim Willie. How important is it for President Trump to source rare earth metals?
It's very important because they're all through weapon systems. And this is not very well told as a story. What the public is told is that they're important for cell phones, that they're important for certain industrial equipment that have magnets. Well, there's a lot of weapons that have small magnets. I saw a list of various products and weapons, And there are a few hundred that involve various rare earth metals. And, you know, most people couldn't mention even one or two. But there's gallium. There's a metal that is very commonly in natural locations for deposits in Greenland called neodymium. And that is for the most powerful magnets on the planet, neodymium. ND, I think, is its symbol. If Trump wants to keep our military strong, he's got to acquire rare earths. And, you know, I just got to say this. Hey, Donald, you're not going to get rare earth metals out of Ukraine. The Russian military is sitting on the majority of those deposits, and they're not available for sale to the United States. They're not going to give them up because Russian blood, dead soldiers, they've got a good, I think it's 40,000 Russian soldiers have died. And it's really quite funny. Let me just make a quick comment about Ukraine. The public is told that there are 40 to 70,000 Ukrainian soldiers who died. No, it's more like 1.2 million. And the public is told that tens of thousands of Russian troops have died. And no, it's about 40,000, which is a big number. And what was the Vietnam number for the U.S. military? 50,000. So Russia now has its Vietnam. It's on par with Vietnam. The rare earth metals are all across weapon systems. They're in certain industrial equipment devices. They're going to be involved very heavily in Tesla energy production machinery. And that is where I think Trump wants a big piece of the rare earths, in Tesla energy production machines.
There is chemtrail news.
Yeah, this is interesting and wide open, but Trump has set up a task force to determine the origin and contracts and hiring practices for chemtrail spreading. And Robert Kennedy has revealed something that's fascinating and very ugly, sinister, that jet fuel is loaded with many of the same toxic ingredients as chemtrails. So if you thought that the condensation from commercial aircraft was chemtrail, you're not far wrong. You're just wrong in the sense of the condensation of water vapor. Water vapor crystallizes at that altitude and dissipates in a matter of under 2 minutes from low air pressure and ultraviolet rays. However, Trump is now with this task force, and Robert Kennedy is providing the analysis necessary. I think what they're going to come up against is the Bush crime family, because I was told that they are the main, but not the only one, they are the main contractor for chemtrails. And they've got somewhere between $7 and $9 trillion. So wouldn't it be interesting if Trump can do a seizure of the Bush crime family businesses and put in jail their managers and RICO their assets and halt the primary source of chemtrails? It's going to be a battle. Let's just leave it at that. It's going to be a battle because the Bush crime family has a headquarters now in Colombia.
Is President Trump's art of the deal coming into play with Ukraine?
Yeah, let me just make a real simple comment. I don't want to go into detail on this because I need to gather more information because I've got some very new intel. Trump is not going to get mineral supply from Ukraine. The Russians are. They don't really need it. And they've told Trump, we've got enormous supply of rare earth metals when we don't even count the rare earth deposits that we're sitting on with our military in Ukraine. So that's one thing. I think Trump is trying to get a mineral deal with Ukraine. And privately, he's telling Putin, President Putin, He's telling him what he's doing. He's telling him his strategy and telling him, please keep this confidential. Trump is trying to get access to the Ukrainian financial data centers and channels for money laundering.
We're hearing about fairly simple cures for cancer. What are the cancer doctors doing?
Denying it, looking stupid, looking criminal, and evidence is piling up for their bribery regarding, certain healthcare national organizations and the bribery for infecting people with the, they call it a vaccine, but it's a destructive gene editing tool. They're getting bribes. So I'm just going to say something wild because I don't care what people think about my forecasts. Most of the time they deny it and they realize 4 years later, 2 years later, that I got it right. I have a lot of really good intel. It is very likely that the majority of like 90% of American doctors are going to lose their doctor's license for conspiracy for genocide. They're denying that ivermectin, HCQ, hydrochloroquine, and ivermectin and fenbendazole, they're denying that they're effective. They're saying that they're hidden risks. It's not very well hit, not very well tested and approved and verified. And they're liars. They're liars. Because in the medical journals all through the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, there's ample evidence that ivermectin and fenbendazole and HCQ were effective not only in cancer cure, tumor removal, but in malaria treatment. And where there's malaria effective treatment, there's virus effective treatment. The doctors are going to go down the shit tube. The doctors in the United States and Canada, they're going down. They're going to go down hard, and it's going to be for conspiracy and bribery for mass murder and injury.
Why haven't President Trump and RFK Jr. put a stop to the mRNA vaccines?
I think because of death threats and the groups that they control, like hitmen who work for Big Pharma. Hitmen, hired murderers, hired killers. Let's not mince words here. Hired killers who work for the Food and Drug Administration. Hired killers who work for the American Medical Association. I think they've threatened Trump's entire family and Robert Kennedy's entire family and maybe Bondi's family as well, Attorney General. And what I think their reaction has been, which, Jim, I forecasted after the Trump election and continued into the inauguration last January, they're going to leave it to the states. Robert Kennedy is going to supply them data and evidence regarding falsified FDA clinical trials and regarding false labeling. And by the way, if they're guilty of false labeling and they call it a vaccine when it's actually a destructive gene editing tool, then they have no legal protection. There's no legal liability shield. That does not apply. I think they're going to lose their vaccine legal protection at the same time. Trump and Kennedy, I think, are threatened. They're going to leave it to seven states. They include Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Kansas, and I believe Utah. There's seven states, and they're all focused and concentrated in the South Central. They're going to be joined, and I should mention that the chemtrail legislation against chemtrails is now joined by 31 states, and there are many blue state Democrat states involved in that 31.
President Trump posted a photo of himself as the Pope. What was that all about?
It was a message that the Vatican, as one center for Empire of Three Cities, has been conquered. Empire of Three Cities, for those who don't know, Vatican, London Center, which is a square mile inside London that is not part of England. And Washington, D.C., which I believe is 3 square miles, and that is not part of the United States. Trump made a message that the Vatican, the one prime pillar for giving orders, they're the executive branch of the Empire of Three Cities, it has been conquered. And I got military intel that is very reliable, in my opinion, so far. It mentions tonnage. Tonnage. It's not the 750 plane loads out of the Vatican. It's much higher. The Vatican, you've been conquered. So, like, just think of a new CEO of the Vatican. Now, that's Donald Trump with a little bit of, you know, ego showing, because the black nobility and the bloodline in the Vatican, they're still very much in the picture. But what is not known well is what has happened to the black nobility of the Vatican and their family fortunes. That is going to be a topic of conversation and conquest very soon.
Do you think the Mexican drug cartel days could be numbered?
No, I don't think any drug cartel's days are numbered. What they're going to do is retrench, work out new deals, threaten national leaders, continue to bribe corporate leaders. Trump made a comment regarding, what's her name, Sheinbaum, the woman president of Mexico. By the way, she's a Marxist and a Satanist. Let's get this straight. Americans and Canadians need to come to grips that many national leaders and corporate leaders are Satanists, okay? Trump made a comment regarding Sheinbaum that she's so scared of the Mexican cartels that she can't even think straight. There's a lot of wisdom in that comment. And I believe it completely. The drug cartels are going to have to be more careful. They are going to have to cut back on their flood of fentanyl in Canada and the United States. I think it's killed about 300,000 people so far. Or maybe it's 30,000. I'm sorry. I just don't know the number. I remember it had a number of zeros. A lot bigger than I thought. Maybe it's 30,000. I tend to think it's more than 30,000, but I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. The Mexican cartels are at war with the U.S. military right now. And the Mexican cartel is at war in the underground battles and war where the United States and China and Mexico are in a hot war. If you're not aware of that, you're behind the curve. Underground war. It is hot. It's not real, real big, but it's hot. And I've got word from a client in the Northeast United States, and he has a friend who's on a main military base, and he confirms not only the hot war underground, but the usage of med beds to fix the soldiers who are wounded. I'm getting a lot of boots on the ground confirmation in a number of different areas, and it's exciting, but it's also, you know, very scary.
Canadian actor Mike Myers' name came up in the Diddy trial. What are you hearing?
I'm hearing that there might be about 100, and he's one of them. And they're all, I think, very worried. And if I were one of them, I would seek asylum in another country because they're going to be arrested. They're going to be pressured to flip and turn state evidence to reveal the identity and distinctions and features and facts and figures of higher-ups. Obama is implicated. Big Mike is implicated. There are 100. They're probably maybe 6 or 8 royals of England and Europe who are implicated. It's really Hollywood in the Southeast. Same stuff. It's like they moved the Playboy Mansion of Hugh Hefner to Atlanta and had a black guy run it. And he could attract all the different music stars. Beyonce, my gosh, if she's even seen in an entertainment setting in the next couple of years, I'd be shocked. Okay, Mike Myers, if he is implicated, is not alone. So I guarantee you, if he's in trouble, he's planning on finding a safe place to live, and I believe a safe destination would be Australia, in particular New Zealand.
Where can our listeners subscribe to the Hat Trick Letter and get your latest issue?
Golden-jackass.com with a triple W in front of it. Golden-jackass. I just finished, Jim, my 21st year. I had 21-year anniversary. And it's not met with a celebration. It's met with more attacks. So sign up for the newsletter. If you don't like reading lengthy newsletters, sign up and read only what interests you, and in the rest of the month, you know, pick and choose other stories and chapters, but support my work. I'm in the firing line. I'm exposed. I have been bold for the last 8 years. It's 8 years in March of discussing the crimes against children, and I'll be doing a lot less of that. I'm going to be focusing on the money laundering and the impact of cutting it off, exposing it, and confiscating. Bank of America, you're a dead man walking. Bank of America, they're in the process of trusteeship now. I think they got their money laundering cut off. But the Wall Street banks are all involved in it. I'm going to be talking a lot less about child-related crimes. Let somebody else do it, and let them have their life largely wrecked, like mine. But I'm still operating. And with the Lord's hand and Jesus' support, I keep going. I have lost a tremendous amount of money with rare events, 9 fires, 6 collapsed roofs, 7 deaths that include 3 car crashes, erupted septic tanks, rat attacks, wrongful death lawsuits, and it all began after 2017 talking about the child-related crimes with Hillary, Podesta, and the rest. I'm not going to be doing that anymore. I'm going to be focusing entirely on the finance. Trump is going after Ukraine to get access to their money laundering centers. It's a trap. And I think he's going to be successful. And I think he's going to get Russian cooperation. But Golden-Jackass, sign up for the newsletter. If you don't like to read, I don't mean that in any really critical way. If you prefer videos and you like lying down and listening to videos, and a lot of people do that, and many of us are really stressed out, then make a donation once in a while. Pay the freight. I'm out there. I'm working. I'm dedicating my entire middle age from age 54 on. I'm dedicating it to this war, a war against humanity, a war against liberty and sovereign nations. Support my work. If you're wealthy, I'm pleading for a large donation. If you're very wealthy, I'm pleading for big-time sponsorship to help me to recover over $1 million in losses. Now, I know Catherine Austin Fitz got sacked for a few million. Well, I'm at over $1 million. I was over $1 million 3 years ago, and I just had my 9th fire. Okay. Now, for all you people who are rather, you know, conservative and, let's say, lily white in your thinking, these are not random events. They're sequential events. For those who just can't stomach this level of evil and powerful occult forces, get a grip. You're behind the curve. Sign up for the newsletter, make a consult call payment, make a donation, become a sponsor, help me support my work, help me to recover from 8 years of persecution.
Jim, thanks for being on goldradio.fm.
It's always a pleasure, Jim, and I'm glad we were able to pull off this call. Thanks a lot.
My guest has been Jim Willey, editor of the Hat Trick Letter, online at golden-jackass.com.
Comments made on goldradio.fm are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at howstreet.com, talkdigitalnetwork.com. GoldRadio.fm is a production of How Street Media Incorporated. Executive producer is Tom Allen.